Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy. Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We're so thrilled to have you with us today. We wanted to share some insights that we have recently been talking about with you so that you can learn how to implement this principle into your own life. I have Heather here with me today, and Heather is going to be explaining this principle.
Wow, thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome.
I have to just say really quickly, I love the power of a mastermind. It's so amazing. I listen to myself. That sounds very egotistical. Let me rephrase that. I can learn these things on my own, but when Jackie learns the principle and I learn the same principle, and then we talk about those together, it's magnified tenfold, and it's so powerful. So we were just having a conversation, and Jackie was saying how we were talking about stories that we make up, and how Jackie said how love is more powerful than fear and all these things. And it was reminding me, I have one of my mentors, his name is David T.S. Wood, phenomenal man. Highly recommend finding his podcasts and listening to them. Anyways, he was teaching me this principle, and he said, no story equals no problem. He's like, story. He said, incident plus story equals problem. Incident plus no story equals no problem. So for example, I'll tell you my own. To me, it was embarrassing at the time, story. So I was meeting David T.S. Wood, and I was walking up to him. I was on stage. And so there's tons of people watching as I was meeting him. And he reached out to shake my hand as I reached up to hug him. And have you ever been in that situation where one person zigs and the other person zags, and all of a sudden there's like this collision? That's what happened. And I almost hit him in the face.
Oh boy.
And at that moment, I had not yet practiced the principle that he'd been teaching very much yet. And my face was probably purple. I was so embarrassed. And afterwards, like, I went and I sat down later, and I was thinking about that. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, that is so embarrassing. He must think I'm such an idiot. Like, all these things were going through my mind, right? So, incident plus the story I'd created around it equals a problem. All of a sudden, I'm living in shame, and I was so embarrassed, and I'm like, I don't know if I can ever see him again. But then I kept remembering what he had been teaching me, and I was like, first of all, he's not going to create a story around that. Second of all, he'll probably forget it, and if he doesn't, he'll just laugh and think it was a funny experience. And he probably has had that happen more than once in his life. I have. So I finally was able to work through it. It took me a little bit, but I was able to work through this and get out of the shame of it, and remembered incident plus no story equals no problem. It was true for myself, and it's been true with other people in so many circumstances I found myself in. For example, I started applying this when I was driving. If any of you out there ever suffer from, I'm going to call it road frustration, you'll understand what I mean. I would get so frustrated that this driver would like cut me off or something. And I'm like, what is happening? Well, I started applying this incident plus no story equals no problem thing, right? And so I'm driving down the road. Somebody cuts me off. And I actually tweaked it. I went just a little bit further. And I, because that's what I needed to do at the beginning. And I created a different story. And I went, wow, man, they must be late for work. Oh, I hope they get there on time. Or, oh, man, I wonder if this man is driving his pregnant wife to the hospital because she's in labor. Right? Like I started, I tweaked it just enough to, because that's what I needed to do for my growth. And so I would have an incident and then I would create a new story and suddenly there was no problem at all. And now it's to the point where, generally speaking, I'm not perfect at this because I'm not perfect in any way, shape or form, and that's fine. But generally speaking, I can have an incident and have no story and have no problem because I've been practicing this for so many years. And it's been years that I've been consciously working on practicing. It's been 3 years. That's been like, okay, the conscious application of the principle. And it's changed everything for me. It's changed how I view myself. It's changed my relationships with other people. The biggest thing though, really, truly the biggest thing is I have more peace with myself. I don't go into shameville. And I just feel so much better.
I love that. As I was listening to you talk about that process, I've been exposed to those principles myself, probably explained just slightly differently, right? Or just through my lived experience, I started piecing together that I am making up a story about this thing and that's not serving me well. And as you mentioned, right, like it was such a cool thing to listen to you talk about this because you had learned the principle. You had an experience with the, you know, the zig and the zag and the embarrassment and the story that you noticed that you had created and how intense that seemed really intense as you were sharing your story. She's nodding her head, by the way.
Yes.
right. And then you realize I need to start practicing this principle. And so you put it into work and you worked with that for a bit, and then you started expanding that to other spaces in your life, right? Like driving.
Yeah.
And you started changing the story from, I would say, from more of a fear-based kind of a story. And fear takes many forms, just like love takes many forms. But a fear-based story was one of shame and embarrassment and like, what is he going to think of me? And he's going to think terrible things about me. That's all variations of fear. But as Heather described, fast forward however much time it was, she started practicing this principle with driving or, you know, people cutting her off and road frustration, as she called it. And she recognized to shift the story. She got curious, like, you know what, maybe this person is late for work. And what that did for her, she didn't explain that, but I heard her as she was sharing her stories, like, that put her actually into a space of love and compassion when she could actually tap into, oh, I've been in that space too. I know that same pressure of being late to work specifically. And so it put her in a space where she was wishing them well. Very different end results. And all this is subtle stuff that happens just with inside of us. That person driving that, you know, could have contributed to your frustration in that moment has no idea what you're actually thinking about. But as we practice being really responsible for ourselves, for our thoughts and our emotions and what's going on in our mind and in our heart, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? And it's such a beautiful principle to go from simply recognizing that this is a principle that you can practice, starting to put it on, to practice it, but then to recognize, like, are you creating more of a fear-based story? Sometimes we don't mean to. It just happens and we're responding because we are in fear. But if we can get ourselves into a space of love and tap into compassion and, you know, unity and whatever other really good mojo principles, then that helps us to create a better story about that outcome. And I think Heather described that. It's like you experience much more peace inside of you. So good.
Thank you for bringing that up, the fear versus love. Mm-hmm. as I've been, that's absolutely accurate. As I've been experiencing these shifts and changes in my life, I'm going from those fear-based stories that I would create to these love-based stories. It's been really empowering when I've been with other people. Okay, you guys, first of all, I struggled like almost my whole life since I was very young with feeling like I was inadequate, with really struggling with my self-esteem, my self-worth, all those things. As I've shifted though from the stories that I was telling, it's been amazing because I had had an experience with someone whom I really admired, and this individual was really, really abrupt with me one day. Like we were just kind of passing in the halls and greeting, and that other individual was like really cold towards me and really abrupt. The old me, when those things would happen, I would go home and I would go to Shameville. I'm like, what have I done? And I would immediately make up a story and make it about myself. And that's fear-based, right? Because I'm so afraid that they're judging me because I did something wrong. I was so afraid I had damaged our relationship in some way and I didn't even know about it, or that they were mad at me. And then from applying this, I've had that same experience. But because I've shifted into this love story now, all of a sudden I'm like, oh wow, that they don't usually behave that way. I hope that individual's okay. Or even if they did usually behave that way, I'm like, they must really have a lot going on in their lives. So I didn't make it about me anymore. And all of a sudden it was more what is going on. And so there's empathy and there's love and there's no shame in love.
I love that. If you're hearing anything, love removes you from Shameville. I love that you keep calling it Shameville. I think of like, what's that show? It's like the Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, that movie, I think is what I'm thinking about. And like how there's the city of people, right? And like then they're, anyway, I don't know. If you've never seen The Lorax, it's a really cute show. So that's not really exactly what I'm thinking about. But just like think of a little city and it's like, hey, there's this little suburb and this metropolitan area and this little whatever, right? But like shame really is, it's a place that we can set up camp, we can build a home there, we can permanently reside there, or it could be a vacation spot. I don't recommend it being a vacation no. spot or a permanent residence. It's one place that you really don't want to go very often. We all experience shame. Shame is universal, but it is, it's Shameville, and you are not required to visit there, you're not required to be there, hang out there. It's really stinky there. It's a lot of pollution. There's swamps. There's lots of yucky things there. Like,
it's pretty gross.
It's a yucky place. I don't recommend it. I've been there, done that. I set up camp for a long time, and I'm out of Shameville as much as I can. So we don't recommend that. But as I was listening to Heather just now, it's like, you know, love really is the thing. It's your exit ticket out of Shameville. It's like, get on the train, get to someplace else. If you can work on transforming your life into a space more focused on love, then you will find yourself not in Shameville as often as you did.
Absolutely. I loved what you said, you know, get on the train and get out. Right. Here's the thing. So I think so often in our personal journeys, we're like, okay, I'm going to go immediately from Shameville to Love Town. Yes. And it's like this snap of the fingers, go. Like...
I'm Mary there. Poppins.
But it's not. She says, you get on the train. There's a journey to get there.
And there's lots of stops along the way.
Yeah. And it's okay. Please, as you listen to this, if you're like, I'm going to apply these principles into my life, which I do hope there are things that you take away and you do apply. And please, 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 please don't expect perfection from yourself the first time. Like I said, I've been working on this for 3 years and it's still something I work on.
Yeah.
Like... And it's a consistent effort.
Yes.
Enjoy the journey. Find joy in the journey. And be really, really, really gentle with yourself and give yourself a ton of grace while you're on that train out of Shameville.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said, Heather. So that is it. That's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, like always, we hope that you are feeling inspired, but more than inspiration, we hope that you are willing to take action. Absolutely. On anything that you have heard from the message today. Inspiration is where we start, but action is where the real transformation change comes into play. And really, as we take action, it is faith at work in our lives. And we always will be teaching you to take action and encouraging and inviting you to take action. So we love teaching people to get into their hearts and to listen to your heart for the action step. So if you need to, go ahead and place your hand on your heart for just a few moments. Take a deep couple breaths and just get settled into your heart. And ask yourself, what is one simple action step that I can implement from listening to this inspirational content today? And as you listen, an answer will come. As you trust that guidance, this is your internal compass, this is your guidance, this is your intuition, this is your heart speaking to you. It will never lead you astray. So go ahead and write down that action step. Go and take action on your action step that just came to you. And we know that your life will improve as you do that.
Absolutely. And we are wishing you joy on your journey of wholeness.
Absolutely. From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you'd love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.